Welcome to Arhanta Yoga Ashrams. Today we have came up with new topic about what are the principles of Hatha Yoga, what's inside, what is Hatha Yoga, benefits of Hatha Yoga, who cannot do Hatha Yoga. 6 principles of Hatha Yoga. A healthy body is a blessing. It is not gifted or we are not born with that. It is achieved through rigorous practice. Hatha Yoga practices are designed to achieve optimum benefits for our bodies and minds. This article details Hatha Yoga and its important principles. What is Hatha Yoga? Hatha in Sanskrit means stubborn and Hatha Yoga means the stubborn practice of yoga. Hatha Yoga originates from Raja Yoga, or in other words, if you eliminate yamas and namas of Raja Yoga, you practice Hatha Yoga. Maharishi Patanjali in his book Yoga Sutra described Raja Yoga, which is also known as Ashtanga Yoga or 8 limbs of yoga. Asht, which means 8 in Sanskrit, and Anga, which means limbs or parts in Sanskrit, forms the meaning of 8 limbs of Raja Yoga or teachings of Patanjali consists of 8 parts. So Hatha without the 2 elements is known as Ashtanga Yoga, which means 6-limbed path of yoga. Benefits of Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga has many physical and mental benefits. To describe a few, a strong body and mind, helps in weight loss and management, reduces stress and anxiety and regulates your sleeping pattern. It improves blood circulation and keeps you energized. It reduces blood sugar levels and pains, especially back and knee pains. Researchers even say that yoga has a positive impact on Alzheimer's patients that improves symptoms and quality of life for patients. Who cannot do Hatha Yoga? Hatha Yoga is physically and mentally challenging, even though there are simple asanas and breathing exercises. It is not everyone's cup of coffee. Some people need modifications in performing many asanas. Older adults, people with severe injuries and if they are in their recovery state, and people having issues in the neck, spine and knees should not attend a regular Hatha Yoga session. They can try out much gentler yogas like yin or chair or some yoga asanas, which can also be practiced by people with limited mobility. 6 principles of Hatha Yoga. Asana. Asana simply means pose or position, and it is a common term we usually hear in a yoga class. Asana is the physical practice of yoga and it means a steady and comfortable state of body and mind. There are 84 classic asanas in yoga and even more variations of it. The main functions of asanas are toning muscles and developing flexibility, balance and strength, etc. Asanas were claimed to provide both physical, mental and spiritual benefits. Pranayama. All diseases can be removed by proper practice of pranayama, and all sort of diseases can arise from improper practice. Hatha Yoga Pradipika 2.16. The above lines describe the importance of pranayama. Pranayama, or in layman's language, breathing exercise. In Sanskrit, prana means vital life force, and yama means to gain control. Pranayama is the practice of expanding the capacity of the body to retain prana. By practicing various breathing techniques, one can control prana. Pranayama evokes our inner energy, and the regular and sustained practice of pranayama helps to lead a healthy life. Pratyahara. The Sanskrit term pratyahara is a combination of 2 words, prati, which means a to withdraw, and ahara, which means a food. Here food refers to any external stimuli that you consume with your mind. So the meaning of pratyahara is withdrawal of the senses. Pratyahara is the practice of restricting senses from objects. When the senses are in control or don't receive any inputs, you begin to focus and achieve concentration. Pratyahara practice starts with pranayama when you control and retain prana. Pranayama helps the mind focus inward so that desires can be managed. It is through the practice of asana and pranayama that pratyahara is achieved. Dharana. Dharana in the Sanskrit language means a concentration. Dharana is the practice to bring the mind to one single point of focus. The main goal of dharana is also to lock consciousness to a single object. It can be an internal thought or an external thing. Breath awareness, mindfulness, tratak, are some methods to train one's mind in dharana. You can practice dharana during your yoga practice by sitting in a calm place without any distractions. In order to concentrate, focus on your breath or a mantra. Dharana improves yoga practice by enhancing the practitioner's ability to remain calm and focused. Dhyana. Dhyana, the word in Sanskrit means meditation, is the state of connection with the A-self. Dhyana requires complete surrender to one's own self-awareness or soul. Dhyana is a deep meditative state and builds upon the dedicated practices of asana, pranayama, pratyahara and dharana. Samadhi. Samadhi is enlightenment. It is the deeper state of meditation where you are in the superconscious state and connect with your soul and disconnect with maya. Samadhi is the highest state of consciousness achieved through the practice of dharana and dhyana. Raja Yoga consists of 8 limbs in which yam and nam also include. Yamas. Yamasa are qualities such as social restraints such as ahimsa, non-violence, satya, truthfulness, asteya, non-stealing, brahmacharya, non-indulgence, aparigraha, non-collection. Nam. Namas are habits, rules, and guidelines such as shauch, purification, santosh, contentment, tapas, austerity, swadhyaya, self-study. Ishwarpranana, connection with God. Conclusion. Hatha is the science of the body. It shows the paths to achieving a healthy body. Every organ in your body should be healthy and lasting because only a healthy body can have a healthy mind, and a healthy mind makes your life beautiful. For more information, please visit at www.arhantayoga.org.